WO88JL.
Yeah, I'll have to follow up with you a little more about that off the air. I'm about 90 seconds from the house bringing in hot pizza, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. But, yeah, no, that guy sounds awesome. And even as a cave diver, I'm not the world's biggest fan. I don't need the whole half-inch rope, you know, physically attached to my harness type of thing. I give myself a little more leeway than that. But honestly, in a cave, the flow pushes me out. It's really hard to get lost. In a lake, that hole is really small and the lake is really big, so I don't like to take too many chances when it comes to ice diving. But I my favorite is to hang out with a diver who's tethered and let them deal with the line. But anyway, we'll talk more off air because that absolutely sounds fascinating. Whether I can do it this year or not, I'm not sure. It depends on when you guys have scheduled to do it. But maybe like for future planning, that sounds like an incredible dive. Well, anyway, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Thank you very much for coming back. I do appreciate it. Made my trip to pick up pizza a lot more enjoyable. Hope you have an enjoyable evening as well. This is Tim, 88JL. I will be clear on your final.